Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. Welcome to my channel once again. So in this, I'm discussing the story that Russia is planning to invade Belarus. So remember, Belarus is a former Soviet republic. It borders Russia and Ukraine. It's part of the CSTO, the Collective Security Treaty Organization. That's a Russian-led military alliance. And there have been Russian military bases there since Belarusian independence in 1991. And indeed, even Russian nuclear weapons are stationed there. And Russian forces based in Belarus attacked into Ukraine February last year. And they can come through there even now. So Belarus is a dictatorship run by Alexander Lukashenko, who's really like the last Soviet, who's being kept in power by brutality and obviously by Russian economic support. So in 1999, President Lukashenko and the late Russian President Yeltsin, they signed an agreement saying that Belarus would eventually fuse with Russia once again. And it still hasn't happened. And there was frustration between Putin and Lukashenko, despite them being of the same worldview about how this union state was going to be created. But anyway, remember, on day three of Russia's illegal war of unprovoked aggression against Ukraine, there was a statement published on numerous Russian media websites saying, that's it, we've done it, we've achieved the complete reunification of Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus. But that was taken down within hours because it was so ludicrous as Russia's performing so badly. But anyway, something was leaked a few days ago and published in a number of Western media outlets, and indeed the Kiev Independent, an English-language newspaper in Ukraine. So a 17-page document, which is supposedly Russia's plan to take over Belarus and incorporate it into the Russian Federation. Now, I don't think this has been authenticated, so you've got to be cautious about this, not set too much store about it. It could be a hoax. However, the content wouldn't surprise me. And people who are au fait with these things say, yeah, this is just the sort of vocabulary and syntax that one does find in official Russian documents. If it is a forgery, it's a convincing one. Anyway, and it wouldn't be surprising because it is Russia's stated policy to fully integrate Belarus. And the Belarusian government formally agreed to that 24 years ago. So Belarus has got its own Belarusian ruble, that'll be scrapped. They'll simply use the Russian ruble, which is actually widely in circulation in Belarus anyway. And the tax system will be integrated. And over the past few years, they've already agreed to integrate on some issues. So they would just harmonize everything. The Belarusian army would start to obey Russian army regulations, where they're largely the same anyway. They both grew out of the Soviet army. And all military production in Belarus would then move to Russia. So Belarus couldn't arm itself. Now, Belarus does produce, I think, some armored personnel carriers. It's also famous for its tractors. Anyway, so supposedly it's the FSB, that's Russia's Internal Intelligence Agency, Federal Security Service, helped to write it. The FSB is not just inside Russia, but in some of the adjacent former Soviet states it operates in. The SVR, as in Russia's External Intelligence Agency, it means, External Intelligence Service. And the GRU, which is Main Intelligence Administration, and that's branch of the military. So all three of them supposedly worked on this. So how it came to be found is not clear, but apparently dates back to 2021. So, but it could be late 2021 when the invasion of Ukraine was not far off. But remember, then Russia, if they succeeded in Ukraine, would be able to invade Belarus from the east and indeed from the south. But remember, there are already Russian military bases there anyway. Now, could Belarus possibly resist? Because, you know, they're heavily reliant on Russian oil and gas, which is sold at below market price. Most of their trade is with Russia, partly because of sanctions, because of Lukashenko's crackdown on peaceful demonstrators. So they've really got no friends to look for. They have a fairly cordial relationship with China, but China's very far away. Belarus is not important, doesn't have any exports which are important to China. Potash, that's about it. Some food, but it's a tiny amount of what China would buy. Belarus has got poor relations with its other neighbors, Poland, Latvia, and Lithuania. So when it would have really no option, Lukashenko is not particularly popular. And was Putin even going to topple him? But Putin would have liked to find someone more acceptable to him and indeed to the Belarusian people. So really, the Lukashenko regime is on life support. So Lukashenko's got nowhere else to turn to. And is Lukashenko's arm being twisted that the Belarusian troops actually have to attack into Ukraine? But the rumors they'd mutiny if they were ordered to do so. I mean, not quite clear. I mean, it's so oppressive, the Belarusian regime, that its secret police is still called the KGB. It still uses the Soviet-era name. Belarus has its own language, but they largely speak Russian anyway, and some people think it's too nationalistic. This is how bad Belarus is. Even though Lukashenko himself agreed to eventually reunite with Russia, people who formally proposed, yeah, let's do it, reunite with Russia now, have been jailed for years for advocating for what is official government policy. Anyway, so they have no rights over the Belarusian people. It's terrible. So that's it. So they could quite easily do it. Now, you know, Ukraine is outnumbered by Russia 3.5-1 and has difficulty holding them off. Belarus is outnumbered by Russia 14-1, so would not be able to hold Russia off. Bear in mind that nobody would be arming Belarus. So the idea, supposedly, is to fully unite Belarus and Russia by 2030. Already there is, in theory, the union state. Belarusians are the only foreign nationality who've got the automatic right to live and work in Russia. And many of them do because there's a bit more money. Anyway, it would go through a few phases, short, medium, and long term, and says that there are risks associated with this. So I think it's authentic. I'm not certain it's true. So they're trying to do this by fostering pro-Russian sentiment amongst the public, particularly the army officer corps, politicians, and so on. They seek the diminution of Western influence in Belarus, changing the constitution on a way that brings it in accordance to with Russia, and making sure there's no NATO expansion. What else? So obviously just permanent leases on the Russian bases in Belarus. So there should be some non-governmental organizations there which are fostering the notion that Belarus and Russia ought to fully unite, focus on the indoctrination of children. Eventually, be legislation bringing about the full incorporation of Belarus into Russia. Convincing the rich to go along with this, so that there should be no trade barriers. Anything that's produced in Russia could be sold in Belarus and vice versa without any inspection. The regulations be brought totally in line to each other, so they'd really pull together. It's like Gleichschaltung. And then Belarusians would be free to use Russian ports. So they would no longer be shipping things out via Latvia, Lithuania, or Poland. Remember, Belarus is a landlocked country. And then Moscow would have total control of the country. That's the idea. So we have no more Russian, no more Belarusian statehood. Belarus is briefly independent after the First World War. People say, you know, this language, some would call it a dialect, was only spoken in the countryside, and people wouldn't have realized they're Belarusian until they actually told they're Belarusian, would have just said that they're Christians or Orthodox or whatever, or maybe Russian or something like that. So that is the fascinating thing. So the notable point is the Moscow regime has not denied it. So that would seem to me to be affirmative silence. I think there's a high likelihood that this is true. I mean, even the document would happen to be a forgery. I don't doubt that that is the goal. And this is roughly the path they would take to doing this. So Lukashenko has been helpful to Putin in other ways. He signed a decree in March last year forbidding certain Western companies from selling their shares in Belarusian companies. That's meant to sort of stave off sanctions and be helpful to Russia. So, well, how can they do without potash, you know, this fertilizer that Belarus exports to India, China, and Brazil, and so on, through Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland, but, you know, it's going to be shipped out via Russia instead. So I think it's real, but obviously Russia's got its hands full, and actually should have gone for a softer target. It would have been quite easy to achieve, but didn't do that one. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Goodbye.